Being judgmental is connected to your health number. One of my students got offended when I suggested that she does her homework instead of having excuses. She left and she stopped visiting my site. I felt the F. you from her. When I asked if she was angry, she said, "No, I just need to grow thicker skin." Her health number is 7%. One of my students took 2 years to finally get employment. In her last job, she felt judged for being different. She is Chinese in a predominantly white country. Once I adjusted her diet, she is flying. She went from 10% to 50% in her health number. Another student is judgmental and doesn't listen. She lives in systemic judgment of black or white. Even in the areas of food, marriage, children, smart. Not a single step outside of it. Her health number is 7%. If you are well, you can be in any state, not just in the systemic black or white state, at any time. If you are well, you can be in any state at any time. You can be in systemic aka judgmental mode. Extrinsic aka is it useful? Mode, or intrinsic mode, the benevolent all-seeing God mode. The lower your health number, the more systemic you are. So let's look at an example, for starters. Let's look at a frequent situation in my own business, rejection. It will give me an opportunity to explain two things with one example. I often tell people that I can't work with them because their vibration is too low, and because I feel what you feel and it makes me sick. Their emotions make my adrenaline glands pump. Their emotions make chemicals in my body that can kill me, that make me fat, that make my muscles hurt. I tell you I won't work with you, because I love me more than I love you. So I choose my health. Because if I am not for me, who is for me? The famous Hillel. Your adrenaline fatigue, your low health number, your poor sleep, your low attention span, etc. all come from the same chemicals I am trying to protect myself from, your own reactions to your harsh emotional reactions. Your own reactions to things you misunderstand, to your cognitive biases, to your black or white view of the world. When you ask for a health evaluation, I won't take you on unless you can really benefit from it. If you have no energy to step out of your black or white view of the world, you can't and I won't step out of it. And yes, your vibration is a very reliable indicator of your narrow view of the world. If it is under 170, you live in life or death, black or white, good or bad, stupid or smart, possible or impossible, nice or nasty. So, first let's see where, on which level of value am I standing when I say all that? Am I standing in systemic? No. How do I know? There is more than black and white. Too low vibration has more facets than one. Remember, systemic has two facets. Extrinsic has some facets. The soup can be tasty, hot, thick, colorful, etc. And intrinsic, like a diamond, has hundreds of facets. I say I stand in the extrinsic view when I tell people I can't work with them. But no matter where I look from, I can look at anything, including you, and form a systemic judgment, or an extrinsic judgment or an intrinsic judgment. Do I say they are bad, wrong, worthless? No. I don't say that. That would be a systemic judgment. I am not saying that they are bad, wrong, or worthless. I may say they are demonstrating psychopathic tendencies, or that they are greedy, or needy. But ultimately, in my rejection I said that feeling their feelings is unpleasant and harmful to me as a person. So that was an extrinsic judgment, from the extrinsic level. My feelings, my health, my well-being. When you give me $250, and I give you a session, I don't want to spend that money on chiropractic adjustments, or to fill the hole in my budget because I could not work after I spent the hour with you. Of course, if I get sick, I can't work. Or don't feel like working. Or do stupid things, because my health drops. My health has extrinsic value for me, and your $250 has extrinsic value for me. I choose, my health is more valuable to me than your $250. I do not devalue them as people, as intrinsic values. I don't even talk about intrinsic value, or even about their value. Your intrinsic value is not the issue for me. Even though I know that if you had more capacities, and you could express more intrinsic capacities, your vibration would be higher and you would feel better, to yourself, and to me. So, as you see, where I am coming from is almost immaterial to you. If your vibration is low. That is the third aspect of this conversation. What you say about what I said. What is becoming increasingly obvious to me, is that when you have a hammer, everything looks like a nail. If you know only two ways to be, systemic way and extrinsic way, then you'll hear only those as well. Your dominant mode of being will define your dominant way of hearing. If you are a dismissive, intolerant, black and white, fixing person, then you'll hear that I said that you are unfixable, throwaway, not worth anything. You will hear systemic judgment. If you are self-indulgent, pleasure-seeking, money-loving person, then you'll hear that you haven't earned my liking, and you'll try to make me like you. You'll brown nose, you'll bribe me, you compliment me. Either way, you won't be able to hear that I have trouble being with you, for an issue of my own. You see, until you have distinctions, everything will be the same as everything else. And you'll return to your default mode, offended, victim, resigned, slighted, depressed, angry, vengeful. Your default mode. And then you'll do the therefore dance. Run, attack, yell, quit, gossip, simmer in your own anger. Whatever your default feelings therefore is. And it is all because you can't see. It is all because you jump. It is all because you are a one-track pony. Whatever that means, it's not a compliment. When your health is poor, you are in survival, you are in self-defense mode, and that means your cone of vision will be very narrow, you'll be fixated on what you know, and very little else is going to be able to penetrate your thick wall of defense. Once your health get into the 10 to 20% range, you are going to, magically, transform into a smarter person with a wider cone of vision. One of the ways to get my job done, and raise your vibration, is to make you able to see more, so you can bring some variety to how you feel, and how you act. You are predictable. And that makes your future predictable too. People react to your reaction. And it means, often, paradise lost. Love lost. Affinity lost. So how do you widen the circle of what you can see? I can only tell you what I did, or better said, what I have been doing, to widen my circle. What I did is, I have brought curiosity to my life. I am not naturally curious. But I can bring curiosity. Like a tule, to life. Like a pair of glasses to look through. So I learn new ways of looking, new ways of being, and new distinctions with daily regularity. One a day minimum. Another way is to use these three levels of value as a context to ponder. Who is speaking? Who is listening? What is speaking? What is listening? It's a good starting point. Where is the speaker standing? What do they want? What are they hiding? And then ask the same about the listener. It can be you, it can be someone talking to you, it can be someone in a movie. Spend time identifying how many facets their speaking indicate they can see. Does the value they assign have scale? If it is one and its opposite only, they speak from systemic judgment. But if, like in my case, it has a scale, like truth value, vibration, health number, then it's not systemic, it's either extrinsic or intrinsic. At this point, your main goal is to get out of the tiny prison of the systemic worldview. It will gradually raise your vibration. Why? Because in the systemic worldview, the world of good and evil, right and wrong, you are in reaction mode, and your view of the world and reality are the furthest they can be. Your vibration number is strongly correlated to how close your view of the world and reality are. And interestingly, it is also very closely correlated to your health number. Dr. David Hawkins used a feeling chart to help you find yourself, but it is grossly inaccurate. He used it, smartly, because you can feel how you feel, but you cannot see that your world is a delusion. You think it's real. You think you see what's there. Only other people can see how off you are. So he used what you can see, your dominant mood. Guilty, depressed, sad, or the coveted joy, happiness, freedom, etc. So if you want to start your journey, your first step is to be able to see beyond the systemic, black and white judgment that triggers all your feelings. All bad feelings, for sure. And some good feelings as well. Start graduating to the extrinsic level, where you can start to see more facets. It won't be easy, but you can do it. Practice it religiously, because the more facets you can see, with the more ease and speed you can see them, the better your life will become. Guaranteed. Observe me do it. It's Saturday morning, and it's raining cats and dogs. In Hungary, if it rained on June 6th, it rained for 6 weeks, every day. The monsoon. Here, where I live now, it is almost the same. But it is less than 6 weeks. Not good for the crops. Excellent for the water reservoir. Not a big deal for the squirrel that found shelter in one of the trees. Last year the maple trees lost their leaves due to some opportunistic rot loving the rain and more rain, and rain again. It's heading the same place this year. Is it wrong? Or it just is? You can have the same relationship with your health, and most things. It just is. If you want the largest impact on your health, get your health measurements, and I endeavor to point you to the single most effective way to raise it so you can be happier, more intelligent, and maybe even more pleasant. Spending the 8 to 10 minutes I need to be connected to you to perform the muscle testing for your health measurements is short enough that I rarely refuse service for anyone. This is not true about the starting point measurements. If I feel you have an agenda, or you'll put an attachment on me, I'll refuse filling your order and refund your money. Get your health measurements. In the card you have the option to add the starting point measurements.